You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts. Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, the king Scott Angle, and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Gentlemen, today we are going to try to give away two tickets to the big game in Minnesota.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
It is going to be really fun. Coming up in just a couple hours from now, make sure you are on the line at 844-843-6879 because we're going to do our best to give away two tickets to the big game coming up on this very program. Oh, boy.
I'm excited for it. Scott seems a little lost.
So pumped.
What else is new?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun and, you know, seeing people call in and, you know, compete for this because I think it's a lot of people's dreams, you know, to go to the big game, you know, in Minnesota, which is a great, great town.
Really?
And, you know, the Mall of America, et cetera. You know, the people are great there. So it's not just the game. It's the whole experience to me. I spent 2 years in Minnesota, you know, doing television there, and it's a great city.
There you go. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. So we hope it's you. So make sure you call 844-843-6879 coming up in a couple hours from now. Now, before we get to that, we got a lot to do. Corey Parson, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's everything going this morning? Got a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, we get to the middle of the week, and then we head towards week number 10 of the NFL season. So it ain't getting no easier, it doesn't seem like.
Absolutely not. Scott Angle, good morning, King.
Good morning. We're ready for week 10 on rotoexperts.com. My rest of season ranks are posted. Jake's weekly projections for week 10. Check out some of his sleepers. They're very, very interesting for this week.
There you go, Matt Modica. He is washing. What's going on?
I'm ready for week 10, but I want to give my condolences to the Holiday family. Tragic loss yesterday. Great player, great competitor, and seemed like a great man.
Yeah, that was crazy, man.
I spoke to Nelson Figueroa, his former teammate, and he said, never before has he seen a guy so prepared. He had such a competitor. And that his teammates could really, really learn from. Like, he learned so much by just watching his bullpen sessions.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the outpouring of support. Like, listen, we've seen people, unfortunately, pass away early at times. But the outpouring of support all over social media yesterday when it came to Roy Halladay was just incredible. You know, talking about the most common line I saw was, he's your pitcher's favorite pitcher. He's your player's favorite player. And, you know, Derek Jeter came out and said, this is the toughest pitcher I've ever faced in my career. And it was that, plus of how good of a guy he was with his family, his kids, his wife. Extremely, extremely sad.
Yeah, Figueroa said he was old school. Like, sometimes you just needed the closer, and that was it.
Extremely, extremely sad day when it came to Roy Halladay. All right, we'll take a break here. I'll talk some waiver wire and NFL stuff. I won't be coming back. Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Angle, Wall Street, Matt Modica. There's an argument to be made that when there's no necessarily clear waiver wire guy to pick up, it's even more interesting, right? Like, sure, you have last weekend in Drake and Damian Williams and whatnot, but today, there's nobody that was all that interesting to me out there. And I don't know about you guys, but, you know, at least in my league, there's nobody that really stood out here today. I was like, all right, this is the guy I gotta go get. But it depends on your league and whatnot. It depends on the prices. So, and also, let's not forget, nobody really has any money anymore. Like, people have emptied the clip. So now it's really interesting where people spent their money. So, the most expensive player in my league this week was your boy, Danny Woodhead. The latest on Danny Woodhead was he's coming back, but it may not be when he's first eligible in week 11, if he goes back at all.
Really? I heard he was practicing with the team.
I heard he was practicing with the team, but he said he's not positive he will come back as soon as first eligible. Hmm. Ooh, Scotty, early.
Yeah.
This one. This should be a surprise, though.
It's not. Really? It's not, but there are some optimists on that side of the table. You know,
the dream will never die.
The dream will never die. Exactly. Danny Woodhead, out of however much whoever had left, I went for $11 in a league this week. I feel like Corey thinks it's probably $11 too much.
Probably so. It probably is $11 too much. I can understand that at this point in the season, you know, you're doing the go ahead and doing the stash for a little bit cheaper than $11. But I do understand when you get in bed with Danny Woodhead, you do understand that he's probably going to get out before the night's over.
He's probably going to fall out of the bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Danny Woodhead still has more receiving yards than Bashaud Perriman.
That's crazy. That's wild.
Isn't that insane?
I told you I don't fool with that BP dude. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So, yeah. If you get in bed with Woodhead, just know that it could be a very short stay, and you could be going down the stretch one week, and Danny Woodhead could leave you in the middle of the game after lineups is locked, and Danny Woodhead could have 2 or 3 points, and you got to carry that in like week 12 or 13 when these wins become more critical. Very dangerous play because of him being able to get injured during the game is a very high possibility.
It is risky. I agree with Corey. Corey's 100% right there. But there is upside as well.
It is.
You know, if he's healthy and he gets out on the field, they're going to play him.
He's a borderline RB1 in the PPR. Yeah.
So, I mean, he can possibly, if say he plays that stretch run, that final month, he can help you win a championship.
Absolutely.
Believe it or not, little man Woodhead, you know, for $11, I think that's well worth it.
He could win a championship. He could play in week 16.
And as you mentioned, there's really nobody like out there. Like in one of my NFFC leagues, Charles Clay is available. And we got like $587. And I want Charles Clay.
Sure. Charles Clay, in this particular league that I'm looking at right now, Charles Clay went for $4 last night. Nobody really has money. And so so Clay goes for $4. Next most expensive player after Danny Woodhead's 11 wound up being Thomas Rawls at $7. And the person dropped Eddie Lacy to pick up Thomas Rawls. So he's playing the Seattle running back game.
That's probably the best game to play.
No.
Yeah, that's like desperation.
Correct.
And some people are in that, but you make a point about, you know, how much he goes for. A lot of people who have actually saved their money can now really go like near empty the clip on somebody they want. So I'm not saying it's something I recommend. It's just something that is.
Yeah, but the problem is, and there's weeks like this week, Scotty. So you're entering week 10. If you saved your money, it's like, you're saving your money for what? Thomas Rawls, right? Like it's kind of crazy. This is what you're ultimately saving your money for.
I'm the opposite. I'm spending early and often.
Yeah,
and stuff
I'm getting
like
rid
that.
Of it. Yeah.
I mean, who's the other guy you want to maybe take a shot on? Is it a Teddy Bridgewater? Maybe.
I was going to say Bridgewater is an interesting name because Bridgewater will be the starting quarterback of this team before probably by the time we hit December. Bridgewater will be this team's starting quarterback. So, during the playoff weeks, I mean, Teddy Bridgewater is going to be a thing in fantasy. He's out. I know you guys don't watch Gridiron, but yesterday in the Gridiron animated series, Teddy Bridgewater left the Gridiron Hospital. He left behind Odell Beckham, Deshaun Watkins, J.J. Watt.
And he got on an animated series?
It's an animated series. And he got on the bus, and he went home, right? And he was headed back to the facility, and he was driving past the store, and he saw all the different Brock Osweiler jerseys that were on sale.
Clearance?
Yes, on clearance.
I can't realistically see a situation where you would want to start Teddy Bridgewater in your fantasy playoffs. As an NFL quarterback, you know, I hope he comes back. And look, if he can play steadily, maybe there's, you know, the Vikings can make a very deep playoff run, but fantasy-wise, I can't see where I would want to use him in a critical playoff game.
Here's the reason why you want to use him.
Look at the weapons.
I'm not a Teddy Bridgewater guy.
Or a Danny Woodhead guy.
I am a Danny Woodhead. But, you know, if you have Diggs, you have Thielen, you have Rudolph, McKinnon.
He has weapons.
You know, there's weapons there.
Yeah, there's weapons there, but
you worry about how healthy he is.
I'm not saying
did he practice yesterday? Well, yesterday was Tuesday.
Did he return to practice last week?
He returned to, he's returned to practice.
He's already returned to practice.
But it's very different. Let's be realistic. He has not played a game of football in years.
I think he's going to... Are the Vikings on bye?
No, they're playing the Redskins.
They're coming back from bye.
I think he's going to be active on Sunday.
He's going to be the active backup, 100%.
Yeah, he's going to be active. But, I mean, look, the thing is, if you lost, like, Rodgers or, you know, you had Winston... He's a guy that, not that you're putting in your lineup, but you have on your bench that maybe if he does get in there or something. Because if you look, there's really not good quarterbacks out there.
Correct.
Are you going to roll with Jimmy G?
Yeah, you know, at least in my league, for a team that needed a quarterback this week, their starting quarterback was Derek Carr. I picked up Andy Dalton against Tennessee. And now he's rolling against me with the Andy Dalton-AJ Green combo against Tennessee. And just like, oh, I just lost. So that's something that's out there. Other than him, you know, I mentioned this before. A guy like Josh McCown is in and out of people's on and off, I should say, of people's rosters. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I like McCown much better than Fitzmagic this week.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if there's no Mike Evans.
No doubt.
I do too. Even if Evans was there, you know, McCown's been putting up the numbers consistently. You don't know when Fitzpatrick starts a game, how he's going to look, because he looked really good 2 years ago, and then last year he looked terrible when he played.
The one game he came into this year, he put up those Fitzmagic numbers. Listen, one thing about Fitzmagic is he don't have no conscience, and he's going to go out there and wing it, and I would not be surprised if he had a good game, but I would take McCown over him. But right quick on the Bridgewater thing, when Bridgewater last played, he wasn't like a top fantasy quarterback, but that they hadn't changed offensive coordinators yet. And I think the change in offensive coordinators has opened up that offense. I would be interested. I think I would put a dollar on Teddy Bridgewater.
I can't. I don't think
I could start him in a playoff game.
You know,
I think I would want to see it
but
first.
But time out. Like what Scott just said, I am not the Teddy Bridgewater guy, like I just said. But say in 2 or 3 weeks he starts and has a really good game. We change week to week
definitely
on everything we believe. So
definitely. True. Some people change, you know, segment to segment. But I agree with Scott. Listen, this is the time of year you are consolidating your roster, right? You come up with your starting lineup. I'd like to think you have a quarterback or two quarterbacks that are you really waiting on Teddy Bridgewater?
Go ahead.
Well, you know, when I did my rest of the season ranks yesterday, yeah, I realized, like, probably outside of, like, say, the top four, there's really not a must, like a slam dunk must-start quarterback every week.
I understand.
Would you consider
that
Kirk Cousins in that mix?
So that's what I was going to bring up. I own Kirk Cousins, and I know the matchups are tough. I'm leaving him in there. I'm not messing around.
I think Kirk Cousins is matchup proof.
He's not matchup proof. He didn't score. He didn't throw a touchdown this past week in Seattle, which is disastrous.
And he's got Minnesota this week.
He's got Minnesota this week. New Orleans next week.
I just don't.
But I'm not moving him out.
I'm not taking him out.
So much of his game is just dinking and dunking that, like, the yardage is going to pile up.
Yeah.
And against Seattle, I understand it didn't happen, so I can't. You know, I'm not going to say it did. But, like, if Rob Kelly doesn't bust it in, and
who else on that team are you comfortable starting week in and week out?
You know, Chris Thompson.
Other than that, Kirk Cousins.
Vernon Davis. If Reed is out, though.
Yeah, Reed is not always. I mean, it seems like he's always out, but he's not always out.
The thing is, you talk about the Seattle defense, Minnesota's even tougher matchup.
Yeah, I agree, Scott. Yeah. I agree. Let me kind of pivot off that Kirk Cousins, Vernon Davis thing. We talked about this on the BFFs yesterday. I want to get your opinion. And Jake chimed in as well. Are you guys cool dropping Jordan Reed?
If you had to, I would want to keep him. If I could keep him on my bench, because if say he is deemed healthy, which is never the case, but if you have him for those weeks, you want to have the elite players. He's elite at his position, so I don't want to put him out there and then in 2 weeks he's back on the field and somebody else is beating me in the playoffs.
Yep.
So it's tough for me to drop. I get it if you're in a crunch. But I'm going to do everything possible to hold on.
Teams are in the same area. You think, like, Jordan Reed calls up Danny Woodhead and, like, okay, let's meet up again this week and hang out, watch the games.
They probably would. I think it's on your roster real estate what you do with Jordan Reed right now. I think he's a player that you could end up seeing on some waiver wire, so I can dig that. But I wouldn't be so quick to send him out there, like I said, but, you know, it depends on the roster real estate that you have, so I would look at it that way.
You want to know what's crazy? Like, if you have Jared Goff, you're excited to start him this week.
Yeah.
Because they're playing that Houston team that's just getting crushed.
Crushed. All the Rams are absolutely. All right, let's take a break, gentlemen.
Sammy.
We'll come back. Over some other guys that were picked up this week. And also talk about the Patriots a little bit, because Scott Vane asked me a nice point last night. I want to bring that up. So stick around. It's the Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Right. If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Hi, I'm Jesse Chavez, and you're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
So the point that SLP asked me last night, in regards to the Patriots, many of their games the rest of the way, because of the Patriots, aren't in that 1 o'clock window. Plays at around 4 o'clock, maybe a Sunday night game, maybe a Monday night game. I don't have the schedule in front of me. But they play often not at 1 p.m. Why is this a big deal? Because the Patriots are one of the more shady teams, you could say, when it comes to injury. Surprising. And that begins, or continues, I should say, this week with Chris Hogan. So Chris Hogan, I said to you yesterday, Matt, I feel like we haven't seen anything on this dude. Mm-hmm. And there has not been much information. All I knew is it was a similar injury to Golden Tate. Golden Tate had a bye, came back right after. You know, no harm, no foul. Chris Hogan, for whatever it's worth, Patriots come out of their bye yesterday for a little late practice, and he doesn't practice. This week, the Patriots play Sunday night football against the Broncos. You better be sure Chris Hogan's playing before you put him in your lineup.
Yeah, no, that's gonna make it real interesting. Like I said, you're gonna not get really anything from the Patriots. That's the MO there. But you know, you gotta have a game plan intact. If you have an option that's good, you're gonna go start that guy. Like, say if you're able to get a Robert Woods on your team, you're gonna play Robert Woods with no hesitation. He's got a great matchup anyway. So, you know, hopefully you've built a roster that has some depth to it. Of course, you know, you're going to have, whether it's the Patriots or some other teams, guys are going to go down now. It's, you know, we're into week 10. So we still have four teams on a bye. Most of the time you're putting suboptimal lineups out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And ultimately, the guy who still may be out there, because, again, bye weeks and whatnot, the guy that may really help you, is actually happened in my league, is your boy, Matt Rex Burkhead. The Chris Hogan owner picked out Rex Burkhead. So God forbid, you know, Hogan doesn't play for him. He could insert Burkhead right in that flex spot, and you can survive it.
Yeah, no, that's a great move in my opinion, because like I said, the last game he got seven targets. He caught all seven. He's just a guy that they're going to find ways to get involved. He's not going to lead the team in rushing. He's not going to lead the team in receiving or nothing like that. But, you know, he may get a touchdown. He may catch a few passes. He may run, you know. So I think if you're a Hogan owner and you have Burkhead, that's a nice fallback option.
We talked yesterday about Josh Gordon and Corey Coleman. Corey Coleman went for $3 in my league. Someone making the plunge for Corey Coleman. We'll see if that works out. Nothing else really surprising besides like the Todd Gurley owner going out and getting Malcolm Brown, so he has his handcuff for the stretch run. I know, Scott, you talked about that yesterday on the show. Make sure your handcuffs are in order.
Yeah, you do that. You know, you want to pick up Tre'Kendrick West. You want to pick up James Conner. You know, guys like that. And, you know, if you have Devonta Freeman, the handcuff is not necessarily Coleman. You know, they might use somebody else that's deeper on the depth chart necessarily. Look at Carolina.
What's that
like,
dude's name in Atlanta? Teron Smith.
Yeah, Teron Smith.
Ward, you know,
might Ward, be some, Ward.
Teron Ward, yeah. You know, thank you. And, you know, like in Carolina, like, you know, if McCaffrey were to go down, it's like, you might not necessarily see more of Stewart. You might see more of Cameron Artis Payne.
Or Curtis Samuel.
Well, I think Curtis Samuel's role is improving anyway.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Maybe Russell Shepard.
Well, you can say that Christian McCaffrey's a wide receiver.
Well, you know, they use him as a running back, though. So, I mean, like you said, Samuel's role is already established as a wide receiver.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I completely agree with that, Scotty.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I'm looking at my Staten Island League and people that were bought and guys that were dropped. Like Jermaine Kearse was bought for $21. Terrell Pryor was dropped.
Wow. I don't know if I'd be picking up Jermaine Kearse right now because I can't see where you would use him.
I don't think that's a bad move against that Bucs secondary. That Bucs secondary.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's a 1 week play. Yeah,
pretty awful.
It, yeah.
And what I find, I didn't even realize it. I wasn't paying attention yesterday, and this has kind of pissed me off. Robert Woods was available, and he went for $2.
Wow.
That's, you know, when you wake up and you see that.
And you think he might go for a lot more, too, and it's like you didn't even throw three on him. You're like, oops.
Yeah, people, I guess, it's maybe just the name and the team and all that. But, I mean, what he's been able to do, I think it's, you know, that's a bad job by me, not paying attention.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because those types of things absolutely fall through the cracks. And you're surprised, and I think especially experts, Corey, you're always surprised how many guys could be out there in your leagues. You play so many leagues, and we talk about the guy like Robert Woods all the time, and we talk about Rex Burkhead all the time, and you look at your waiver wire, and you don't even realize, you don't even search for him because you just assume he's gone.
Yeah, you think he's gone, and sometimes you hop on the wire, and you get surprised, so... I'm doing it right now, to be full disclosure. I'm giving my waiver wires a thorough checking and coming up and seeing a couple things that could happen, you know what I'm saying, before Fab Bids run tonight. The Chicago Bears defense at home this week versus the Packers is excellent.
Here's a question, though. Would you drop Manny Sanders for Robert Woods?
Yes.
Definitely. And the other thing is, too, sometimes... You know, get in danger of this, too, where you'll sort by the weekly projections and you'll sort by the total points. And you may not see a guy like Corey Davis because maybe, you know, like NFL.com doesn't project a lot for him this week or he doesn't have a lot of points. So, you know, maybe you want to make up a list, like a handwritten list or a notepad list on your phone of players that you want to pick up and then just make sure you search for them in the search box because, you know, projections and stats will not always bring up the player and maybe you'll forget about him.
I tell you, I'm looking at this Patriots schedule, and look, another at Denver, but I mean, it's been you can kind of throw on Denver. I don't care, no fly zone or whatever. You can move the ball on them, and after Denver, it's just really nice.
Yeah, yeah. I want to talk about another team as well, and I know we talked about it ad nauseum, but I want to talk about it from a different lens now. And that's the return of Martavis Bryant. It was already announced coming, you know, going into the bye, that Martavis Bryant is going to start once again. He's going to play once again for Pittsburgh coming out of the bye. Bye happens. We come out, and you hear, you know, first practice out of the bye for Pittsburgh is that Martavis Bryant is playing with, or practicing with the starters. I'm not fooling with Martavis Bryant. I'm not playing Martavis Bryant. I'm not trying to have that conversation. But the last thing we saw at Pittsburgh Steelers, Juju Smith-Schuster went bonkers. Scott, are you nervous of Martavis Bryant affecting Juju Smith-Schuster?
I'd be lying if I didn't say I wasn't considering it. But, you know, all year, like, we've heard that, well, not all year, but recently, the last few weeks, we've been hearing that, you know, Bryant's going to get his or whatever. I think it's more of a football thing where maybe they involve him more as the third wide receiver. What they're saying is that he'll be involved from a football perspective. It's not like he won't be on the field. And, you know, maybe he'll catch that token pass or two because if they have, say, Brown is the one, like the prime target, Smith is the second read, and him is the third read, it really puts a lot of pressure on a defense. So I don't think he's going to leapfrog Smith-Schuster, who's already earned that. I think he has a chance to earn the job to be the number three wide receiver in that offense, which makes him relevant for the Steelers, but not enough for fantasy purposes.
If he's out there, I'm going to put him on my bench. I mean, I'm not going to start him. But he's a guy that I think if Pittsburgh really has Super Bowl aspirations, this is a receiver they need. Antonio Brown is wonderful. You know, if he's not the best, he's one of the top three wide receivers in the game. But a guy like Bryant, a physical specimen like him, is a receiver that they need. Juju is, you know, nice and everything, but Martavis Bryant, and credit to Tomlin, he showed him who's boss. He went out there. I think the Steelers handled that situation perfectly. We haven't heard a peep from Martavis Bryant in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and to his points, you know, it's Tomlin handled it right. If they want to make a deep run in the playoffs or go to the Super Bowl, they need this guy. But, he's going to put pressure on defenses as a third wide receiver, I believe.
You know, it's really interesting, Corey. This is two coaches now that we've seen over the last couple of weeks, you know, have a player do something wrong and different statures, certainly, but big-time players, Martavis Bryant and Leonard Fournette, and both coaches said, sit your ass on the bench.
I think Leonard Fournette could have still been banged up a little bit, so I'm not really buying the full thing in Jacksonville. But, yeah, but Martavis Bryant wasn't really making an impact on the team anyway. He wasn't making an impact for the past two seasons, so I think it was a little bit easier to do it without him. Tell me that you're going to sit Ben Roethlisberger. Tell me you're going to sit Antonio Brown. You feel what I'm saying?
Leonard Fournette's a big sit. Leonard Fournette's a big one.
That's why I think he was hurt.
I don't know.
There was so many things, though. It wasn't just that he missed the photo. He missed a workout. And Tom Coughlin run the team.
I get that part about it.
If you're not 5 minutes early, you're late.
If he was injured to the point where he couldn't play, they would have had to report it.
theoretically, yes. But you could also put it under the guise of what Corey's saying of, you know, a team violation.
Wouldn't you have to, you know, report? You know, isn't that an NFL rule that you have to report the injury?
You can get by it, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
How?
By saying he missed the team practice. He missed the team picture day.
After the game, Leonard Fournette post picture on Instagram of the team picture. I think he did do that. So I don't know.
He looked pretty pissed on the sideline.
You know what's funny? It's all well and good with Doug Marrone and Jacksonville. It all goes sour and then everyone wants to kill this dude.
Yeah, exactly. While they're winning, it's fine. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
But when they start losing and you start playing and you start coaching like that, you'll be the one.
You will not last.
Well, they're a product of that division as well. I mean, that's
true
really
too.
Not,
I did read a stat, to be fair. Out of all their wins, what's the record on the year? What's Jacksonville's record on the year? On the season.
Say 5-3?
That's what I thought. Jacksonville on the year sits at 5-3. In those five wins, they have not won a game by less than 16 points. So they're not, I know they're product of the division and whatnot, but they're blowing teams out when they
are
win.
Plus. Yeah,
and if you want to be the division champion, you beat the other teams in your division. You know, you earn it.
To be fair, they've played each member of the division one time. They've beaten all of them. They're 3-0 in the division. The other two teams they have beaten at home against Cincinnati this past week, which I think we all kind of saw coming. And then in Pittsburgh, they blew the Steelers out 30-9.
That was a lot closer of a game. And then that fourth quarter where Ben started throwing pick sixes left and right. If the Texans had Deshaun Watson, I think it's a different story going forward. I don't think you're writing off the Texans.
They were still 3-4 with him, though.
You know, yeah, they were 3-4 with him, but, I mean...
What about that?
They played a hell of a game in Seattle that they lost.
Yeah, but what about that defense, though? Like, Jacksonville's... I know Houston is the better quarterback, but Jacksonville is the much better defense.
Worry about that going forward, because unfortunately, the rest of the year...
Yeah, it doesn't matter now. It's not a thing.
All right, let's take a break, gentlemen. When we come back, a little more headlines here from yesterday, including Mike Evans officially suspended. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Roto Experts, presented by DX Racer.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
So, Mike Evans had his appeal heard by your boy, James Thrash, Corey.
James Trash.
There you go.
And then remember, they had the same team, had Todd Stinkston.
Todd Stinkston, yeah.
You know what's crazy? The NFL could actually do things quickly every now and then.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
By the way, Thrash is just not an NFL guy. His hire was also approved by the Players Association.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That is correct, indeed. Yeah. His appeal was heard, as I said, by James Thrash. Mike Evans officially suspended this week. A bit earlier on, Matt, I think everyone at this table actually said that they'd rather start Josh McCown this week than Ryan Fitzpatrick, despite the weapons that exist in Tampa Bay, like DeSean Jackson, Cameron Brate, and whatnot. How can you lean in that direction, Matt?
I think what we've seen from McCown week in and week out, he's, you know, getting you, you know, he's putting up close to 20 points or more. The Tampa Bay secondary is, speaking of trash, is trash right there. And look, Fitzpatrick, I know he has his games and time, and he's not afraid to chuck it up and stuff. But I'm going to go with the guy that's had the starting role, been doing it, and facing that secondary.
Scotty, you said the same thing, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I was looking at both of them on waivers. And, you know, I wasn't able to get McCown, so I ended up with Fitzpatrick. But I don't know if I'm going to use him this week at all. If I did get McCown, I was going to use him. Like he said, you know, McCown's been putting up the numbers. You know, Corey was talking about this 2 weeks ago. You know, he's throwing the ball a lot. He's even rushed it in, you know, here and there. And, you know, we talk about Fitzpatrick not being afraid to fling it. That's been McCown this year. McCown's been a journeyman, and there's been a lot of years where he's just looked downright awful and turnover prone. But there's other times in his career where he's looked really good. I remember a few years ago with the Bears, he looked really, really good.
And if you look back to last Thursday night versus the Bills, he had, I know in the six-point passing leagues that I played, he had like just over 20 points in that third quarter and stuff. But they got up to like a 30-7 lead,
yeah,
and he didn't have to throw the ball anymore.
Yeah.
So that kind of like stifled his points.
The danger with these journeyman quarterbacks, though, like McCown and Fitzpatrick, whether it's during the course of a season or from season to season, they can always, like, the bottom can drop out at any time. We saw Fitzpatrick play well in 2015 and not in 2016. We saw McCown play well in Chicago and then fade after that, and now he's playing well against the Jets. These guys are very streaky, whether it's from a game-to-game or season-to-season basis.
The other part with Fitzpatrick is he does not have Mike Evans this week. And that's Mike Evans is one of the top players in the NFL. And when you don't have him, as good as DeSean Jackson is to open up the field and stuff like that, look, this kid Godwin maybe in the future is going to be a good NFL player, but you're asking a lot. That's a major drop-off from a guy who's really getting his first NFL start from an elite stud.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that my next question for you, Corey, is what does this do to the players on Tampa Bay that you can't play, right? There's no Mike Evans, there's no Jameis Winston. So what does it do to, let's say, Cameron Brate and DeSean Jackson?
I think Cameron Brate is good to go. I think DeSean Jackson obviously need to get the ball down the field a little bit more, but Cameron Brate, the routes that he runs, quarterback-friendly, pass catcher, and Cameron Brate, I like him a lot this week. He goes in my starting lineup. I'm not tripping off of Cameron Brate. The offense might be better with Ryan Fitzpatrick. It really might.
I mean, this team has been a colossal failure this year.
A disaster.
2-6. Yeah. I mean, I don't see why you bring back Jameis unless maybe you want to see him throw the ball once before the season ends, something like that.
Would
There's
you
no
cut
reason
James?
To rush him.
Would you cut him?
Absolutely.
He was actually in my Staten Island League. Blake Bortles was picked up for Jameis.
I get it, man. You need a quarterback this week. 100%. Totally get that.
Look, it's week 10. You look, there's no more.
Nothing you can do now.
What are you waiting on with a dude like that? I'm sorry.
No, I can see it.
You're cool with that now.
I can see it.
You're not cool with it. It's because you love Jameis.
Should we?
He's been banished to a different part of the studio.
Oh, wow.
Should we throw out Jameis's Funko? Should we trash
it? It's been moved to a different part of the studio. Offset at the moment.
Really? They moved him offset, huh?
It's right here.
Oh, he's right there. He's behind. He should be with the rest of his friends, though. He shouldn't be over there. He should be someplace. Put him in there with Ted Finn.
He's in detention.
Yeah, he's in detention until he wants to be a quarterback again and not an instigator.
Hanging out with Andrew Luck. Speaking of Andrew Luck, there were some reports yesterday out of Indy that within the Colts organization, they believe this guy doesn't play again.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's insane. And Ursay is crazy for even. Look, even if Ursay, he says it's in his head and stuff, some people saying he may never play again. First off, why even say that stuff if you want to possibly trade this guy?
I don't know. Anybody that buys him is going to want an extensive look at that shoulder that the Indianapolis Colts messed up. I mean, Dr. A has already came on and talked about it. He said he wouldn't be surprised if he needed another surgery in the offseason. They really don't know what's wrong with that shoulder. It's like he probably tore the labrum again.
If they, I'm just throwing
they
this out.
He's months away from throwing.
I'm throwing this, just throwing this out there. If they're moving on from Andrew Luck, is this a team that goes after Kirk Cousins?
Oh boy, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's a good question, Scotty.
Or drafts a quarterback.
Well, they'll definitely be drafting a quarterback.
Yes.
You see what Brissett can do, draft a quarterback.
What I seen yesterday, and this is all pure speculation, they're looking for a top seven pick for Andrew Luck. And look, maybe this could be Denver Broncos Peyton Manning 2.0, where he winds up out in Denver.
Yeah. Top seven pick, then that anybody that give up a top seven pick, they're going to want to dig in that shoulder and see what's up with that.
San Francisco, if they don't retain Garoppolo.
They're going to retain Garoppolo. That's a lock.
I don't understand why they say they're not going to play him because of that long. They have to play this guy.
They're going to.
I get
to
playing him after the bye, waiting for all that.
They're going
That makes sense. But if you're going to make a hefty investment, which they're pretty much going to have to, I mean, you can franchise tag him, I think, for 1 year, but...
Well, you can franchise him as Kirk Cousins, though, for as many years as you'd like.
Yeah, but... I mean, you have to see what this guy can do.
Yeah, if the shoulder's not good, then Cleveland will get him.
And I think that kind of helps us Kyle Hyde owners, because you're going to want the best players out there with him to actually grade him.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, obviously, as Carlos Hyde owner. I honestly think, Scotty, if you're looking at teams Kirk Cousins, which you're constantly doing, I honestly think like the Jets make sense too. If the Jets just don't have a quarterback, they're not going to be necessarily high enough in the draft to even get the one they want. They may just go after Kirk Cousins.
I think the team, honestly, that would be perfect spot. It's not going to happen, probably not because of Teddy Bridgewater, but the Vikings.
I was just about to say that.
With Kirk Cousins, would be you have that defense in place. You have talent on the outside. You got McKinnon, who looks like a budding star.
They'd be a Super Bowl favorite if he was there. You know what though? What's the situation with Tannehill? And you know, do they still view him as a franchise quarterback? What about one of these guys in Miami?
I think Miami's in desperate need of a quarterback for sure. Yeah, right. Yeah. Like Ryan Tannehill's not the answer. Jay Cutler's not the answer. Matt Moore's not the answer.
They haven't really had a quality quarterback since Marino retired.
I think Tannehill gave him some quality. I know people hate on Ryan Tannehill. You hate Ryan Tannehill. I don't think he's nearly
I don't think they've had a better than average quarterback since Marino retired.
Hey, listen, there's a chance. You talk about quarterbacks moving around. There's a chance Alex Smith's out there next year too.
Yeah, Alex Smith. Probably going to be out there because it's going to be. They got to pretty much either commit $20 million to him.
Correct.
So I don't see that happening. That's why they went out and got Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. Alex Smith.
I think that's the right move for them to move on.
Yeah.
Honestly.
As
great as a year that he's having and stuff.
I agree.
You just made made that investment in the future. And that's how teams actually are able to win and make all these moves when you have that cheap franchise quarterback for those first few years.
And this is a good spot for, you know, we talked yesterday, Scott, about, you know, quarterbacks coming out and sitting a year. Mahomes, I mean, he's going to sit this year. And I don't think, no matter what Alex Smith does, he's going to get benched for him. I think it's a good spot. I think he's going to come in and be the starter next year. I think that's it.
You know what's great about playing in a dynasty league? It's like you get so much that feel of managing a franchise. It's like, quarterbacks are very tough to come by in the NFL. In my dynasty league, you know, even backup quarterbacks, you know, stuff like that, like they would be regular in fantasy. Like if the guy's gonna start, he gets scooped up and he get the people bid high for him. You know, I like that aspect of a dynasty
league. It's cool. It's definitely cool. And you're really projecting. Your benches are only so deep that you can only do so much.
Yeah,
so.
It's like I got Stafford, but you know we have a practice squad in my league, and I got Jake Rudolph on the practice squad just in case Stafford gets injured. Who knows?
I'm assuming that the Cowboys Falcons is the America's game of the week.
Yes.
I'm excited. This is actually a great game.
It didn't matter what you said. As long as you included one of those teams, this guy was going to say it's America's game of the week.
425 is America's game of the week.
Yeah, I mean, not for nothing. The Falcons are 4-4. It's an NFC matchup.
Seeing what they're back against the wall.
Yeah,
they
home. Need, this is going to be a hell of a game.
Yeah. By the way, Frankie on Twitter says the Arizona Cardinals should sign Cousins.
I can see that too. Yeah. That's not a bad one, Frankie. Wow, you guys don't think New York and San Francisco is the NFL game of the week?
I can't get over that San Francisco is a favorite.
I did read that the line moved. The Giants are now a 1-point favorite. I'm not sure if that's the case, but I think
check
I read
my,
that.
On my trusty Yahoo app, which I have to give them credit. There's one thing I think Yahoo does very well is this app. It is
thing.
Even.
Do you see it as even?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, let me see. I'll check another site for you.
I still wouldn't bet that game.
I'm not touching. Why do you want to invest in this game, you degenerate?
I'm just going to hope Carlos Hyde has a monster game.
On a site that I shall not name, the Giants are 1-point favorites. So, you know, it's depending on where you're looking to see where that line is when it comes to the New York Giants and 49ers. All right, let's take a break, gentlemen. When it comes back.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Really?
We are back with you, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the Roto Experts, guys. I was going to break. We obviously we said we'd get some more, and so there's a little bit more on Sam Bradford that I wanted to say to bring up. Late last night, Chris Mortensen reported that Sam Bradford had James Andrews check out his knee yesterday, which we knew, and there's no major damage found. That if Andrews performed an arthroscopic procedure, kind of see what's going on in there, cleaned it up, but there's nothing really going on. To me, I feel like there's just been so much crap, so many surgeries, so much moving stuff around in that knee. It could only take so much, Scotty.
Yeah, I think, you know, this franchise is probably going to look for some sort of stability, and you don't get it with Sam Bradford because of his health. You know, just I would say, you know, they have to move on. You know, you see what you get from Bridgewater. Keenum is doing what a backup quarterback is ideally supposed to do. And, you know, just hold things down. But, you know, but this team still has to look for its starter. You know, maybe that's why you see Bridgewater towards the end of the regular season. They want to get a feel for, you know, how well he's come back from that injury.
It's a shame because, I mean, Bradford had an opportunity to have a big year. But I think that knee is just shot. I mean, too many injuries.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, yeah, this one last game of glory, Monday Night Football to open up the year. And I can't handle it, man. You feel bad for a kid like that. I mean, that's a lie. I don't really feel bad. I mean, he's made much freaking money.
Yeah, no, he made so much money, but, I mean, he had a couple devastating injuries.
True. You think Colt McCoy feel bad for him?
No.
Colt McCoy's going to outlast Sam Bradford. How about that?
Colt McCoy's looking at it. Is he still Kirk Cousins' backup?
Yep. Kirk Cousins' backup.
Amazing.
And he'll be the starter next year.
He's still bad. We'll go back that well.
Colt McCoy is a good quarterback. I'm telling you, y'all sleeping on Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy can play.
The entire NFL sleeping on him. He doesn't have a starting job.
He will next year when Kirk Cousins is in San. Well, whenever Kirk Cousins is going to be Kirk Cousins' quarterback in the Jets, Colt McCoy get his shot to be the quarterback in D.C.
That's not going to be good.
Probably not, no. But yeah, you know, Sam Bradford, that knee, obviously in a very, very, very bad spot. So. Make sure, you know, if you're Minnesota, you have options, basically. One last piece of information here that kind of found interesting from yesterday. Ron Rivera gave a vote of confidence to Jonathan Stewart.
Really?
Saying, Al, he's still our guy.
How come he don't play?
Riverboat Ron should fold on that hand.
Riverboat should have folded when he wasn't going to go for that fourth and inches.
Oh, that was, I mean, look, I agree. You heard him say, don't do that. But Cam was 100% right.
Funches
was 100% right. Cam was running through them. You got a guy like Cam, you need inches. Put that game away. So it wound up, Cam forced the hand, and it wound up being the right call.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something, Scotty.
No.
Okay.
Nothing to add to that.
Yeah, you know, there is nothing to add. And I think it always reminds me, when I see these vote of confidences, it reminds me of the MLB, where the general manager gives their manager a vote of confidence and then fires him a week later. And that's kind of how I feel when it comes to Jonathan Stewart.
Yeah, it's just coach speak right now.
It's all coach speak. As we saw, Christian McCaffrey got more carries than he has before, more snaps than he has before. Curtis Samuel also really involved. Russell Shepard, not so much.
Shepard didn't catch a pass. Samuel didn't do much, but I think the role's going to expand.
Yeah, it's just weird how, you know, they traded Benjamin. Funches is a converted tight end. You got, you know, Samuel converted running back. So that wide receiver core is kind of iffy.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, Roto Experts, we're going to get to in this hour a bunch of either ors about Devontae Parker coming up. I also want to get into guys like DeAndre Hopkins and a couple of running backs as well. Coming up a little bit later on, play a little trivia with you, the Big Game Trivia Challenge sponsored by DKMX. So a lot going on this morning. Very, very excited to get into it. Roto Experts continues for hour number two. Coming up next.